First thing I would like to discuss again about Esau before Yaakov. It's not really a mean and basic, but I would like to discuss certain things. Now, Bishuli Akum is also because of Chitzvah. Because if Israel, for a Jew, so that will bring to kill Badas. Now there is a machlokes between the Maram Sheik and its first relation as to whether the halacha of Pinchas Shabbos Vahesia as a din of the Muma Lachorat Rekule and the Skiakum Chodvov, whether it applies to Yisurim, like it certainly applies to Shchiteh, but does it apply to Yisurim like Bishul Akum, where is Mishum Chitim? The first Lameshe is Matir. He says, it's not shayach to say that since he has our Yitzul of an Akum, some Mele, his Bishul should be Osa. Because even though he has Yitzul of an Akum, that doesn't mean that he's not allowed to marry a Mumles. There is no Isa to marry a Mumles. And there is a the Isa of Yosia. Miacharai applies only to a good mummy, but not to Yisrael Muna. It applies, the Isa of the Yosia applies to a good negation, but it doesn't apply to a Muna. So that's the Svara of the first nation. However, the Maram Sheik mentions a Raya from Gemara in Chum in regard to Yain Akum. Now, Yain Akum, there are two Xeres. One Xere is Mishum Nisuch, but that's a later Xere. But at the time of the Shofot, so then it wasn't Osa Mishum Nisuch, and it was only Osa Mishum Chit. So it was the same kind of Isa like Mishul Akum, and still the Gemara says it's mentioned that Achov's servants, so were Sheikhit for Yoshofot and his servants, but the Pasuk says, Meshit Makshib al Parashekia, Komishos of Rishoyim, since Achov was the name of Abizore. So that means all his servants were also in Abizore. So how, and Yoshofot was a Sarigomo, so how was Yoshofot allowed to eat of the shvite of the servants of Achav, of servants of Achav? So the Gemara gives the Teretz. Rabbanon said that the shvite of the Mumel Abizor is not Osa, but the Gemara says, how do we know that Yoshofot ate of the shvite of the Achav servants? So we see, so that's the right driver in Maramshik. We see that the aloche of Yain Akum, yes?
But more there's mashma, the raya that you shuffle eight of it, because they drink wine also, right?
They drank wine also,
what was the Gemara with the Pasek?
Yeah, that's it, that they ate and they drank.
Where's that Gemara?
Gemara in Chum Dafek. So that's the raya by the Maram Sheik, that even though there is no Issa Chitum in the Mures, but since the Chachomim Asad and there is Haloche of Mumel Abizorim, it has all the Psalm of Akum, so it's also even though the Tam of the Gzeira doesn't apply. Even though the Tam of the Gzeira doesn't apply. Now there is in Chubes Kalibohan Yechoses Rambam to say that if somebody is Mumel Abizore, then it's Mutar Yitzchakni. But if somebody really accepted another faith, so then it's also said, then there is a Misa Deraise of Kiyosel Rabbis Kolam Yisrael. So just as we are Marbe, according to Kim Yohoi, even other ways. Not as I am in so Yamar Beinuma Mamish. So the Chivas Rajbo.
So if it's Chivas Rajbo, it says it's mutter for someone to marry and
Mumma Lavizara, who did not embrace the das of the Akum. But if he embraced, then there is a Nisa de Raisa to marry them. Because of the of Kiyosel the rabbi's concern.
Without that, Kiyosel would be perfectly allowed to marry?
Yeah, that's right. If she's not in Elizabeth Zora herself, but if she's in Elizabeth Zora herself and did not accept the faith of the Akum, so then it's Buddha to marry.
So what's the Mumma?
What does
it
mean
the Mumma? The father's Mumma or the mother's
Mumma? The father's Mumma.
The mother's Mumma. What does it mean
What?
What does it mean
the Mumma? Mumma means forgive to be the Rabbi Zohar.
So, but you're making a split between Mamish and Mumma. What's the difference?
Oh, 1 second. So we see from that Chivas Rajbo that there is a difference between somebody who is just Ibn Rabbi Zohar and somebody who embraced the faith of the Eglise.
I'm not asking how much is different, I'm asking what's the
difference. Well, that's what I'm saying. In other words, there is a difference between somebody who is just Ibn Rabbi Zohar without accepting the faith and
somebody. He does the mechanical act and doesn't believe in it?
No, it's not a question. That too, but in other words, whether he just Ibn Rabbi Zohar and he did not accept the faith, the das of the Akum, or he accepted the das of the Akum. The Rambam also mentions the distinction.
He doesn't believe in what he's doing.
Even so, one of the tzarutim of the explanation is, even if he doesn't believe, but he does it because of Rambam said, because of position.
Where's the Rambam?
In the Cheshire.
Could explain it that like Chazan is a marshal. Sometimes a person does a virus, but he doesn't pick off the sign, and there's like a siren story. But he still considers himself a Jew.
Okay, all right.
Is that the?
All right, I don't know. That's exactly. That's exactly. The Rambam mentions in the Gemara Chashuve all those who are in the Mechilat Mabo. Many say. So he mentions one sug is me, or kefim b'teo. And then he has in alachates, pergim alachates, shnayim hei hamumri mi Yisrael, hamum al avirachas, ve hamum al lechol atirekul. Mum al avirachas, ze sheherzik atzmei, lasi seisa aviro bizodin, vihugal vimisparsim bo, אפילו הוא יסום נקלץ כי שהוא זקטומי יור וישטנס או להקיף פיו ונמצא כאילו פטלו מצווה זו מן האלו אצלה הרי זה מומה לאיסי דובר והוא שיעשה להרס only if he does it להרס then that's מומה לדברכות להרס and he addicted to it then he's in a חלק לבוא But then he says, לכל התרקולה, כגן החיזרים לדוסי הועדי כחובי. פישו שגיזרים זהו, וידבק בהם, ויימה מבצע שדבק באלו, מבצע לידבק בישראל שהם שבילים ונרדופים, תיב לי שדבק באלו שיודם תקיפו, הרי זה מומה לכל התרקולה. You know, there was a certain Mishume many years ago, he was a Mishume, and he converted himself to Christianity in order to become a professor in Damascus University. But he did a lot of tevis for Klal Yisrael. In other words, when there was a libel against the Klal Yisrael, blood libel, so he fought against it. Now, this Volson did tevis for Klal Yisrael in Russia, and then he received a thank you letter from Rabbi Shulchan Aruch. They asked Reb Chaim to send him a thank you letter, he said, is not going to say thank you to Nishum. To Nishum. I'm going to say thank you to Nishum. So he, and he was asked once, after all, he's a warm Jew, I mean, he was fighting against all the anti-Semites in Russia, against the Minister of Education, Minister of Interior. Why did he convert himself? So after all, it's not, he was a smart man, so it's not that he converted himself out of conviction. So he said, yes, I converted myself out of conviction because I realized that it's better to be a professor in the University of Moscow professionally than to be in the Lamed in a little shtetl in Russia. So that was, so in other words, this kind of a mishumet is in the Chelek Mabo. And that, so the Raivet asks, Omar Avrom, Umi Shechizel Itasei Tichodim, Hine Umeide Beleheyem, Varei Umim. So then the Rambam mentioned already that if somebody is made about his Zore, so even if he is not evident, but he just he says that he's made about his Zore, so he's a mean in the Chelek Mabo. So the Keset Mishneh says, אני אימיה אילו לא הוי סאום האחרס בילום אלא ידי כחודים הוי אלו להסיקים אבל כיוון שיש אמונס אחרס שאין און אידי כחודים in other words, let's say like the Muslims so היך ייק חומין וחיזל ידוסם חיזלוסם in other words, it's true that the Rambam himself was matier Shasashmat, when the ruler of a Muslim country, Spain, decreed that anyone who will not say that Muhammad was a prophet, so he will be killed. And the Rambam was martyr, and they were some who were chilek on the Rambam. That's the Geras Kiddush Hashem. So, but there it was different. The Rambam explains, of course, Shasashmat, so in Arkes, in the Sunni. But here, but only when they are Gezer and Israel, they should do something with his Osarim, even if it's only an Indian of Chukisakon. Arkes in Sana, Rashi says, in the Indian Israel. But the Rit says, the Shiltes, only when it's Chukisakon. But here, the wrong Gezer that every Jew has to do something with his Osarim, just to declare in that Hashem Elokim uMachmed Nevi Elokim, but in his heart he knows that Machmed is in the Asheker and in Shuba. So Mele, there is no Indian of Yoharim.
Isn't believing in Muhammad being a Navi, isn't that against one of the Yudkim Elokim believing in the most?
Yeah, of course, if he believes, but if he just says it to his lips,
so a person is allowed to say something which is against one of the Yudkim Elokim.
Not to say it like because of money, but to say because to save his life. Yes.
Why shouldn't that be the Ari
Kaliyavah? That's what they all say. He might tell us that he is ashamed, or some ashamed, or hell, and they're not
like that. So that wasn't, that's not considered to be shmad?
What?
So I understand, it's not considered to be shmad?
No, it's not considered exeris ashmad. Exeris ashmad is when the Akum forces the Jew to do something with his Osha, even if it is a mean of Chukis Akum. That's the Osha Shema. But say, if the Akum will force the Jew to have a tree there on December 25th, then it's your body, according to everyone. Maybe even Shalom is Osha Shema. Because it's in Marasayim of the Zohar, so that's a special Isa of Marasayim of the Zohar. All right, now, so.
If someone just says he's converting, he doesn't really mean it. Somebody says
he's a mumma al-khate kule, shkitosi aso.
Even though he's doing it all because it's financially and because
of. Yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, the Bishyosef so mentions the Shita Fazmiri, that if somebody is a mumma and on Jews, so he's kintavarim. But his mitzvah among the kichovim, he says his mind is on. So his shrite is not osa, and his yain is not yainas. Now, but the question is, why is such a man better than Mu'al Chal Shabbat Fares? Mu'al Chal Shabbat Fares, yes, about Lachi is, even though he's a man in all the Triadas. And, but if he's Mechal Shabbat Fares, yes, so he has a Mu'al Din of Mu'al Chal Shabbat Fares, and his Yain is also a Shchit Asura. And somebody who says he's made it up, he's always better.
You're talking about the point of the
person, no, I'm talking about Shita Kamiyeni. Shita Kamiyeni.
Yeah, but you say, so why is that better than
someone
with
Mumu Chal Shabbat? Mumu Chal Shabbat, so she's and his young is also.
Yeah,
and that's the knowing home.
He needs to do what he's doing.
He's doing what do you mean he means? He's doing it later on.
Right, so that's also
the fair. Okay, but here, and here, if he's doing it later on, he says he's made it with your fair. So it's better. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's not this, it's very unreasonable. So now, there is more in hope. The reason is why Numa of Nizore is Shkutosi Asuro, because Asher Yizgu, the Pasikim, Yishlach, the Lave of our Mitzvahs, so that means Lave of our Mitzvahs, so that is reference to Nizore, because it's Shkulo, Tafei Dabok in Chum, because it's Shkulo Kineget Kolater Kulo. So the Gemara uses the expression that kol ameide b'avodah zara, kol ameide b'avodah zara, kilu keifa b'chol hater kol. But in Sifri Yishlach, on the same pasuk, the expression is kol keifa b'avodah zara, kilu meide b'chol hater kol. So the expression in Chum means that even though he's made the Chalatei Kule, but if he's made, even if he's made the Litiyob, so he has a din of the Kifa B'Chalatei Kule. The Meir is because he has Surah and Din Yaynesach and Tom. So the expression is free, Kol HaKifa B'Chalatei Kule, Kilu Meir B'Chalatei Kule. What does it mean? He's capable of his zore, and he's made him only kadosh, naturally, he needs a posse for that. So, what does it mean? Because HaKosef is that if somebody is capable of his zore, some melee has a din of maybe the Chalatei Kule, maybe the Chalatei Kule, but there is a loche that if somebody is in the Chal Shabbat Faresye, and if somebody is a kefir, so certainly, so he has a din of a mumar and shkitos is asur and gen is a nesach. So apparently there is this special aloch in regard to a king shenishbo. Now the Rambam paskins, the Rambam in Chesmachos Asubes, so he paskins, Eilu hatzdukim v'adai susim, where is a stirah between the Lashon of the Rambam in Machos HaSukim Zokashvite and the Lashon of the Rambam Perush HaMishnah Nechum, and there are two different Gersois in our Gersa and in Kapach Sedishin. There's another Gersa. Rambam says in the Zalat Mocha Shvite, Halocha Tzai, Eilu Hatzdukim Ba'abai Susim. the Talmidim, the Cholatim, Achrei, Sheinemaminim, came with the test, not with the Torah. Because not only Alochas and Rambam, the Rambam refers to them Teim with the Torah. There's a big difference between Teim with the test. He means he's not bemazik, not maliciously, and Teim with the Torah, which means bemazik. The Cholatim Achrei, Sheinemaminim, the Tira Shabal Peh, Shchitos Amasur. Vim shochtu bifoneinu ha'arezim teres shein isa shchitoson elo shem liyikalkil vehein eino maminim viteres ha'shchite vifichochim imonim leim aloikil kamer. But if it's achirin rei meisa and achirin see that he was sheikha kibim didn't do any of the five things that are massive shchite, yikil and so on, so then the Shrita is the Shrita Kshira. The Rambam in Perusha Mishnah Chum says just the reverse. יש בתנאי והקין תהי שחיתו סקשיר או אחד שלא יהי אימי להביא לסכחות שאומרו מומה לה וסכחובים מומה לך להציר כול והשני שלא יהי מחרשה בפרסיה מפי שאיקה בידינו גם כן שם חלשה בהתפרהסיה הרי הוא כאילו כחוב מכל בורף ואין עינים ואמינים אצל חכומים הם פריצי ישראל ובאום ישראל הם קרן לפריציהם בתלמוד ואין רימי נגזויים ואין מועד ואין מועד שכה הסיכלוס הם סיכלו וישחירו הטייבס נעיר נפשי שם בכל כל הדס והנביאים עליהם השם בסיכוסם ומרזיבים הנביאים במה שנהיים במיומו ואיז מן הדס ואיני הגין כאוס ריש והקט הזויס יקדע כבר הכי ספר יגר זה אלישה אחר, אלישה בן אבוי ועדינו הם וידע שאיש שהוא מן הקט הזויס שרואי שאיבר על מצווה מן המצווה זה דרך קלוס לא שיגיענו בישמי שתיאלס טייבו הוא בעדים לי עושה עליך ומשפטוס so ויהי מיסס ומתנאי הגימו מונר הזה גם כן שמות עליך ומשפטוס הוא שלא יהי צדוקיו ביסוסי ועם שני הקיטאיס שישחילו להכחש בדברי הקבולה כמו שבארתי באובץ עד ששובו אמס אצלם שקר ומסיב אלי חישה ואפלו בארץ מחיר חזיאבו והם שקירן יסמן שדברינו היי מין בשם מוחלט ואין המינים על האמס אבל דין אומליץ כי דין המין לפי שאינו באלמינס אמיתי אבל בדין צמינס אמיתי יצאו but in the name, so there's a difference between a mean who is kefir of Hashem legamre and somebody who is kefir of Teo Sheber Savo in Teo Shebab. Now, this is the Gilsen in Pirsha Mishneh, in our Pirsha Mishneh. Kapach, so he says, that if Achir Mitzrayim Shvetoso, so Shvetoso Hashem, just the Rambam says, in Yuchashvim. So I heard from my father, I mean, my father didn't know of Kapachs.
Although he says also.
What is it?
Also
Achum Shukos.
This is against this Rambam.
Against the Rambam Yuchashvit. My father didn't know. The Rambam Yuchashvit says that if Tzdukim and Isusim Sheikh, so they are in the morning to say that they were Sheikh Akidim. But if Achirin Rein is on Shukoshvit in Sheikh, here it says that even Fakhirin Rein is on, so they have a din of mean and Shritoson is Asu. So my father said, there is a difference between in Chalshabi de Fahesye and somebody who is Kefa Bateon. In other words, Nadavke, the Chaznish also discusses it, but the Chaznish says something that is very difficult. The Chaznish says that according to the Rambam, there is a distinction between Kefa and Tereshev Alpe and the Kefa and Tereshev Achzal. I mean, that's very difficult. I don't know how to explain it. There is no difference at all. The Rambam says, Hatin Achreye, so it means he's a Kinishim Yishu. But, so the question is, why does he have a Kinishim Yishu? The answer is because of the Halacha, Kol HaNidim, Kol HaKeifa B'teiro, Kil Meide B'Avizor. So that's why he has a din of imumea and shkitosi asur. But ligabe mechal shabbi v'farhesye, it's not shaykh, because mechal shabbi v'farhesye, he has a din of imumea, but he's not a keifer b'chorate kule, he's a mining in all the itriabas, so Melan is a Tinnish in Israel, so there's the Xeris HaKosuv that Gemara mentions in Chum, that if somebody is capable of Lizore, Chile made the Chuatek. What do you mean to make the Chuatek? If he's Amish, made the Chuatek, so of course we don't need the Xeris HaKosuv. But it means the Xeris HaKosuv tells us that even if he's not made the Chalatzer Kule, but he's an onus. He's a Tinek Shemizbo. Some Mele, the Shvitose is Kshero. Mele, the Shvitose is Kshero. This is what, that's the Shitzam. But that's only Shayach, Gabi Mechal Shabi Faresye. But it's not Shayach. Ligabe, somebody is a kefir. So if somebody is a kefir, so Mimele, he has a din of in mind. What is that?
If someone's a kofir, it's a din of what?
He has a din of in mind. He has a din of in mind. But
he's a migrant?
No, in other words, he has a din of a kefir. Even though he's mining the holy Triadas. So he has a din of the keifer. Now we have, and let's go.
Someone's wondering about what is Zara. How can he marry the Kol Triadas?
What is that?
Someone is wondering about what is Zara.
Yeah.
How can he marry the Kol Triadas?
He says that he's mining Babin Zara, but he really like the Rabbi Yene. But he's really not mining Rabbi Zara. He considers it, it's nonsense. Like Rabbi Yene.
So we say according to Ram Aris on the other
day. What is that?
The Rambam argues about it on
the other day. The Rambam argues about it. But we have in Achleikes between the Rambam and Rashi in Gittin in regard to Ksiva Stav.
Yeah. Can you please repeat the terms again?
What is that?
You're trying to answer after hearing the Rambam.
Yes, yes.
The Rambam is talking about two different types of anomaly.
That's right, yes.
So the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita
has reference to Tinnishim Yishbo. He has reference not only to the Kefer, he has reference to Stukim by Susi. He's referring to the Kefer at Tinnishim Yishbo. Anonymous.
Tinnishim Yishbo Shabbos or what?
No, he's not talking. Mechal Shabbos so Shmutasi Asuro, but Ligabe Kefer B'Teiro, whether Teiro Shabbosav or Teiro
Shabbosav. This has a technical halakha of a Mumar.
Yes.
But still his Kshayah.
Sure, because he's an honest.
Yeah, okay. Now, and the Rambam in Kulin is referring to somebody who's a Mumar with Shabbos, right?
No, the Rambam, Shabbos, of course, that goes without saying. But when he says that a Tzduki by Susi Sheshocha, so Shketosi Asuro, so he has reference to someone who is not a Tinishnish.
A real Kofer. Okay, just one second. How does this relate to the two types of Gemara. The Gemara, the Sifri and the
Gemara
and Hure. Now, the Sifri says that if you are kofer in Avodah Zarah, you have a halacha of a mamin b'tara.
Of kimeged, if you are
kofer in Avodah
Zarah. That's Loshna Gemara in Chum.
We mentioned before that's the Sifri.
Is that
what you want to say?
She puts in her book, you made it with her as reference to Tinek Shinesh.
This Gemara is referring to Tinek Shinesh, which is the same as what the Rambam in the Yad is referring to.
The Rambam is in the Yad is referring to. But the Sifri
is talking
reference.
About a real Muma, who's not a Tinek Shinesh.
Who's not a Tinek Shinesh.
Now, how does this answer this question you raised
before? What's the answer?
Yes, but you didn't speak. Let me speak. What is it tomorrow? Now, you raised the question before. How can it be somebody who is Mechal Shabbos before Hesia is considered Mumal Kol Tarkula, right?
Yeah.
While at the same time, if he is Kofar Bava Zazara, he's not.
Yeah, that's right.
So
when do we say the Tifa Babizor is not when it's a Tinek Shinesh? And then of course the Chal Shabbos Hareshe. Then of course the Chal Shabbos Hareshe Tinek Shinesh, there is certainly Shchita Shitshia.
Okay, now I just have one question. In the Lashon HaRamba, in the Hilchos Shchita,
yeah.
So he doesn't just say Talmideyam, he says
Chalatim Achei.
With Talmideyam.
The Chalatim Achei.
So when he says later on, being shocked to the Kanein of Arezim Materes,
yeah.
That's Pashto's going on everything, even on the Stukin and the Vaitusin, not only on the Talmud Eichon.
No, they are all Tinichinishbo.
The Rambam,
but they have leaders and they have,
you know, Hilchos Mamrim says,
Mushpoyim,
the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim says,
that's
that
right.
Their Talmudim are not the same as...
That's right, because Ligadim Medidim Lemailim is not hard to say, that he has a din of the Muma. So melee, if they are, if only those who are Kefa Bitchiro Tchilo, like Tzodik Baisus, the founders of the movement, but not those who are Mushpe, and they don't say Meridin Emayim.
So
they attain. So they attain, but Mashenkin, those who founded the movement, who are Kefa B'teir Atchilo, so Mele, then the Rambam calls Teim with the Tof, not with the Test. There's the difference. Teir the Test implies the element of Amos, Mutei. But Teir the Tof means they wonder. But they're not Mutei, they are Miziri. So there is a Loche of Merid Milimail in the Gabriel. Okay.
Kama comfort you, the Sufi says the Kama comfort you, Tara, if you want to be Avodah Zara.
That's right.
So what is that referring to for the Rambam?
That even Kolakifa Avodah Zara, so even if he's made in the Cholatei Kulei, so he has a din of the Mura. He has a din of the... of a,
his comfort. It's even though he's not even a
living
over,
he's living over. That's right.
So,
where
would that be
managed from? From
the
Rambam,
from the Rambam, from the Rambam, from the Rambam, from the Rambam, from the Rambam, from the Rambam, from
the Rambam, from the those who are a Tinek Shinesh
God. But when you said that, it's not a Tinek Shinesh, 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 someone, we said, talk about someone, we don't believe in Paul Tarakula, he's more than what is hard to protect himself in certain places.
You let's the Rambam show you, you guys. So that's the difference. You see, there is a difference between Michal Shabbat with a Hesse as if not the Muna. So that's based upon the Maisaveir. But if there is no Maisaveir, in other words, there is a Maisaveir, but if it's Kionus, so then he doesn't have the Muna. And the Deen of Kefir is not based upon the Maisaveir of Kfir. Kfir is a Maisaveir too, but it's halacha that if somebody is a kefir, whether he's an onus or he's not an onus, it doesn't make any difference. So mele, he has the psulim of an akum. He has the psulim of an akum. Now we see in machlekes between Rambam and Rashi in regard to kfirah stam. So Rashi apparently is chilek on the Rambam.
But why is the Rambam, with like, for example, in this case, two devices, he says,
yes,
that
the Shkita also
is not, it's Surah.
No, because in the morning, Lema Lake will come. But if Achim Reini is on Shkita also in the Shkita now.
Yeah, but why? It's an Akum that even if Omer Al-Gabba should be Surah.
That in its Nizwa.
So then, that
Shkita also
should be
Shkita. So Shkita also is
Shkita.
So
Shkita also is Surah.
Now the Rambam says she doesn't share it again. In the morning, Leima always glowed to come, but it again rained in sun. So then the Shkita is shared. Says Membhei on the base. Behold, Itani Yigonis, Hai Tanehu, the Tone Rabamune Brady Rove, with Sharunye, Sitatea Tfilm Mizuzes, Shekos Vei. So, mean, but that is still put in parentheses. It means, means he saw it, so it's not sure to say Yigonis. So, Sivatea Tfilm Mizuzes, שכוסבי מוסר עבד כחובים ועבד איש וביקוטן וכוסי, כוסי נת עקו וישראל מומר פסולי שנאמר וקשרתום וקספתום כל שישני בקשירה ישני בקסיבה וכל שאיני בקשירה איני בקסיבה. So Rashi says כוסי, because this price holds, the time of this price holds, Gira Roise. Mashma, but according to Mandoma, that Kusin Gira Emesein, we passed by that Mandoma, except that in the Rabbonim, so Goswa Lein, we is Gakum. But Midaraise, so according to Mandoma, Kusin Gira Emesein, so the Ksiva Stam is Kshayo. Ksiva Stam is Kshayo only according to Mandoma. Kusim de Aroyes. Now let's see the Rosh Rambam in the question.
And what is it from the Gemara in Gittin?
The Gemara says that Sivatei Otfilin Mezudes Shekos from Moser Yisrael Mumer Ebed Yisho Kotten and Kusi. So is he gone? Is he gone? So Rashi says it's Yigonis because the Mandoma in this price holds that Kusim Gehara is it. And but Mashma, but he called it Mandoma, Kusim Gehara, the same, so it's Kosha. you can use these still. That's what that's how it's mashma from Rashi. But the Rambam paskins the Mandona Kusim Gerem is saying, and still he paskins the price of Yigon. Now let's see a Lashon Hara. Why am I right? The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Yud Gimel, Tzivateira Tefillin Mezuzos Shekosfon Apikeiras Yisrael Kosfon Kusio Yisrael Mumea Oimosea Biadanos Oyeved Oyisho Oykotun Hareinu Psulim Viyignizu Shenemar Upsharatom Uchsaftom Kol Shemuzar Lakshire Umayinu Bo Hushekeis. So the Rambam mentions that we got the Kusi, even though the Rambam passed that Kusi here, I'm saying, still, but here there is a special verse, because it's not based upon the general halacha of Mumea, or somebody who is not in mining, in the Ikre Adas, so it's Gehakun Chalvorov, but it's a special verse, because that here, the fact that he's not the Achim of Dorf is not enough. He has to be a mining. So how is he mining? But he's not mining, there's no pay. The Kusim are like this Duki, and this is what Rambam says in Perek Vod Milchas Avodim, because the Mishnah says in Gittin, Kol Yet Sheyei Shalav Eight Kusi is possible, Chutz Mil Dinoshim Shuch Avodim, because by the Dinoshim Shuch Avodim there is special Hakone, in Oedim Chismin or Zebit Mizeh, some melee, if in Yisroel cosign the Yidikusi, so it's a raya that Yisroel made sure that the other cosigner of the get or the Shtashichu was Yikusi Chover, and Yikusi Chover is partial aid as even the Rabbon. Stam Kusi is Namoret, so it's partial aid as the Rabbon like Namoret. But the Kusi Chover is kosher. Some Mele is kosher leides midraise. And so why is the Stam possible? Because here there is a special Zosakosov that he has to be in mind, not in mind. In other words, he has to have it in mind. So with Abish, he has it in mind. Because since he's a Kinnish and Nishbo is an honest, some Mele and these Kefa Babrizore, so he has a din of a mining bo. Mashein Kein, that is Stam, there is a aloche, there is a special aloche that he has to have, he has to be considered as a mining opinion. So the Mele, even though he's a Tinnik Shinishbo, but a mining he isn't. 100 times Tinnik Shinishbo is not a mining. So the Mele, the Ksiva Stam is possible. All right, I think.
Wait,
yes.
What about if somebody happens to be a Mumma the Gabi Ritzicho?
Ritzicho is it's like Mumma the Gavarachot. He's the biggest Roshe, but it's a Mumma the Gavarachot like. Any other idea, like
is there a Mumma the Kolator?
No, it's not a Mumma the
Kolator.
Moser is a Machlekes.
Yeah. But the Rambam in Yochas Ritzicha says that Ritzicha is considered to be the worst of any.
Yeah, so one is not to be
not
the other. What is that? No contradiction. What kind of contradiction? He's a terrible person. But
I mean, how can you say he believes in God if he's a Mumma the Kolator Ritzicha?
Well,
that's a contradiction.
Unfortunately, of course, it's a logical contradiction, but unfortunately, we have too many like that. Saddam Hussein always mentions God is great when they stab a knife into somebody's heart. So they proclaim God is great.
So the Rambam talks about it's mashma.
What yet?
The Rambam talks about it's mashma. What? The second lapa
that a kusi a thing she needs to go is kosher niggas in the eyes. And he
so you don't think you don't need to be a
mother. What? Because he's an honest. But he doesn't, there is no aloha that in order to be kosher leides, so you have to be in mind. The aloha is, the Rambam says, no, Hasidus, happy policy, makin from the theo, when you tricho chachom in the nation before I is, shall the nonu elo vishe Yisrael, abo elu chusin in lakum, shahakum in my own reading, the happy policy in the reading in mind.
So, you mentioned before you had a question on Ben Yona. And Ben Yona says, you asked the question before Ben Yona, why is it Mechal Shabbos?
More Chomer
than someone who goes ahead and the public will say that he's not about the Zohar.
He's made by the Zohar, not
going. Yeah. So what's the answer?
The answer is that Hamilin does not agree with the Shit of Rambam. And Hamilin's Shit is that Mechal Shabbos is a Hashem, so they, the,